Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 180 for Thursday, December 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Thursday, tracking large gains in U.S. soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $3.50 to $4.50 higher, with the January contract coming in at $473.60 a ton, while the March contract came in at $483.70 a ton. Both contracts were roughly $4.50 higher. U.S. soybeans and other nearby commodities were stronger today, which helped to prop up canola values. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which typically makes canola more attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Light farmer selling was supportive, along with steady interest from crushers. However, Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, which limited the upside. The soybean crop in Brazil is improving with recent rainfall, which was bearish. Technical selling could build on itself given the right conditions, while faltering crude oil and an uncertain world economy weighed on investors' minds. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up a cent, with the January contract coming in at $8.83 per bushel. Soybeans enjoyed some technical support this morning as traders reacted to the charts. There were 326 soy oil deliveries with no meal showing up, which illustrates just how much people want soy oil right now. Basis levels in both Argentina and Brazil are unseasonably low. China has announced that for the first time ever, it will auction off rapeseed oil. Corn was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the most active March contract coming in at $3.79 a bushel. Prices received a boost after sales figures came in higher than expected. Sales to other countries more than doubled from the previous week. Hauling supplies by barge down to the Gulf of Mexico is easier right now because of cheaper freight rates. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher. The most frequently traded March contract came in at $4.94 a bushel. Prices were higher on reasonable demand and speculative buying. The fact wheat is still under the important $5 a bushel level makes it cheaper in the eyes of some buyers. On the bearish side of the coin, weekly export figures showed a 43% decline in export sales for the week ended December 3rd. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, December 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.